I don't think we can hack a live show.
Hells no. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 6 of Blockheads Club Soda Out. I'm Laura.
Hello, I'm Sean. What's going on?
We've gotten some messages from people. What's going on?
What's going on? How are you doing?
Reply now. Oh, that's great. Thank you. Okay, yes. Cool.
Glad to hear.
We've got some messages from people. Our Washington listener Ryan sent some questions, Sean. Can you answer them for us?
Yes, sir.
He says, what the heck is a half a stone?
7 pounds.
Yeah, see, sometimes I think that the things we say don't translate to our American, quote-unquote American listeners.
Quote-unquote American, quote-unquote listeners. What, half a stone, I don't understand, why did...
I think I said I gained half a stone in the last podcast, which I did, but I have since lost half of that half.
3/5 of a pound. No, 3.5 pounds.
I like your, yeah, maths.
Maths.
So yeah, that's 7 pounds, and yeah. I'm going on a weight loss thing if anyone wants to join me. Also, I'm joining West Point Gym again. Oh good, now my stalker has more places to
you wanted that stalk though, me at. Because you're like, I hope he doesn't stalk me at this location, at this time.
When I'm having lunch
in the new
here.
Year. Yeah.
Ryan also says, how much do we speak Irish?
Like when? Like during a day?
I think that's what he means.
Like never, but then every so often we meet up on the weekend to get a bit drunk and talk Irish in front of a cab driver because he doesn't know what we're talking about.
Racist.
What?
That's a racist. Assuming that he didn't know how to speak Irish.
Like 95% of Irish people.
I suppose.
You are the racist one.
What are some derogatory or slang names that you have for people over here? Over there in America.
In Washington. We have nothing but good things to say about them. Yeah. Now.
Look at their shiny new president.
Shiny new president.
We're eating strawberry jelly. Eating strawberry jelly. Jello for our American listener. Listener.
Well, we have to do that American contingent of one listener.
Hey, Ryan.
We should do that every so often. Like, Laura's a freaking jerk.
Okay, and he had an idea for a game, by the way.
What's that then?
He said, I heard it somewhere. This one person listed off three things, names, and one was the name of a nail polish, one's the name of a song, and one's the name of a porn.
Huh?
And the other person has to guess which is which.
Ha!
So Midnight Blue could be
any of the three.
Any of the three of them. That's an idea. We'll have to actually put it together. But we might.
I'll put that together. I'll put that during the week. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Ryan. I'll put that together.
Thank you, Ryan. Joseph Lockmiller sent us some fantastic music clips that we will be using, but I haven't learned to do anything with them yet. But I will.
Okay.
Of the Defiant Pragmatists, and I'll leave a link for them on the blog. Somebody named Benjamin Samuel Appleyard got in touch, who has the greatest name ever.
Really, he's just a one-man band.
And he's starting a podcast. He wants to twin our podcast, and he's like an Irish, he said as an Irish-British connection, bridging the quote-unquote troubles, if I wanted to. So, which means that he obviously listens to The Exploding Sandwich as well.
Yes.
And speaking of which, I know I hadn't said it on the show before, but for people who haven't listened, Exploding Sandwich, great Canadian podcast, is very funny. But I called into their show, which I had played on this.
Mm-hmm.
But then they took a clip of me saying The Troubles and made it into a techno song. And Circus says it's one of her favourite songs ever.
Really?
Yes. Let's play a clip of it now. That's that thing.
Yes, there's also that other one as well. If we're going to twin with Benjamin, I think we should. It's the Unicorn Think Tank, isn't it?
I like that name for a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so other messages that we've gotten from people. Mark or Serge Volt says, I'm concerned. A passerby informed me that this podcast was, quote unquote, for faggots.
Huh.
Could you please make a public service announcement addressing this issue? I do not wish to be a faggot with or without the aid of a podcast. I don't know how that's going to sit with a lot of our listeners.
A lot. One Wim Heinrich Peter
Or the loads of people I know.
Oh, of course, yeah. No, sorry. I only have one homosexual friend listener.
Thank you for alienating him.
I'm not alienating him. I'm just giving him... Because I said last time I was going to give him props by name, but it got left on the cutting room floor.
Did it?
Hopefully this might...
No, it didn't.
What?
It didn't.
Oh, really? Okay, so I've mentioned him by name twice. Oh, yeah.
For this show, we have some amazing things coming up. Two fantastic songs, and still all awesome and legal. And we have some podcast clips of what my podcast for the week is going to be. What is it, Sean?
Stop podcasting yourself.
Very, very funny podcast, Vancouver-based comedy. Just like The Exploding Sandwich. The only way I heard about The Exploding Sandwich was through Stop Podcasting Yourself. So thank you to both or whatever. Oh, Louise found out from our podcast that she is shorter than Prince.
See? Yes.
We're teaching people things.
Yes, and anything Prince related I can thoroughly endorse. Good stuff.
Okay. So how's your last week been? Last time we were talking to our listeners, it was just before my birthday when we invited Ryan out.
How did he, was he there? I was really busy and I didn't see whether he was there or not.
He wasn't.
I presume he was. Yeah, was he?
No. I wasn't really there.
No, I was a bit busy myself.
And our parents were gone away, which was great.
That was fun, yeah.
Yeah. I pretty much stayed in this bed for like 4 days.
Nice. I worked my ass off.
You worked pretty hard. There's about 5 or 6 champagne bottles lying around left over from my birthday.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to say it at one point, but your friends were keeping me awake, and I was just going to go like, shut up in there, you kids! But then eventually...
They're actually listening.
Yeah, shut up! In the past.
Okay, let's play a song. This is Dublin Duck Dispensary with Electric Picnic, and this is actually the live version from their website. So visit myspace.com/DublinDD and here's Electric Picnic. That was Dublin Duck Dispensary with Electric Picnic. Now, Sean and I are going to play a game where, this is your idea, you can explain it.
Yes, I'd like any listener who's out there who just happens to have a mobile phone on them, we'd like you to type a generic message to someone. Make sure it's the person you think will text back the quickest. Me and Laura are just going to have a face-off right now.
There doesn't need to be a forfeit for now. I think at least we'll see whose friends are better.
Exactly. So I've got a generic message typed out now, and be sure that, you know, you listening have a generic message typed out.
Okay, who's yours to?
Sugar.
Okay, mine's to Claire. Send.
Send?
Yeah.
Go.
Go. It's still sending.
Has it not sent?
My phone. It's sent now, okay.
Uh-huh. Well, she might write back faster. You never know.
In the meantime, we're going to do our slam and hottie of the week.
You only like him because he's sexually appealing, sexually appealing, sexually appealing.
This week, last night, I watched Narnia for Prince Caspian, because I'm lame.
Wait, sorry, just to restate, that's Saturday night.
Yes. Moving on. Well, first I took a nap. Well, I just fell asleep and then I woke up and watched Prince Caspian because I'm lame. My life is sad.
Aww, sorry.
No, it isn't.
It's great. It fucking isn't.
Perfect. Prince Caspian in it, Ben Barnes, is beautiful. So he's my slamming hottie of the week.
My slamming hottie is Selma Hayek.
For She's once, back someone in not my from life. Battlestar Galactica.
What do you mean for once? Oh!
I am the wiener.
Shit!
Okay, tell me what you said.
You have to reveal your strategy. You win. Fuck.
I said, bored! Exclamation mark. How are you?
What? Okay, well, no. Hopefully, did you say? Like, listen to this. Okay, so this is what I did. Sent
items. It needs to be very brief. That's the problem.
Ultravox lead singer? Question mark. Me at quiz! Exclamation point to Silker. And that's trivia about the 80s. He should have been back at me in like a heartbeat. Should have said, what was George Michael's other guy in Wham called? Like, and originally in like 2 seconds.
Then you should have done that.
Yeah. I shouldn't have said me at quiz as well. We used to play this game all the time. He used to do really well because his mom has a mobile and she texts everyone all the time. And he used to text her stuff like when we were about 6-7 beers in, like, "Mom, how would I know if I'm gay?"
What would she answer?
Got it.
No, you got yours.
Hold on. I got mine. Mid-year. You fucking bastard. Oh, I know
it's mid-year. It's a difference of a few seconds.
No,
Claire says back, "I'd be okay. How be your mush?" I have no idea. I love you, Claire. Thank you for helping me win.
Damn it.
So your slamming hottie is Selma Hayek.
Yes, she's come back into my life recently. She's in the new 30 Rock. Hello, nurse.
Is it because of her boobs?
Her magnificent boobies. Yes, I love the boobies.
Okay.
Are you going to fault me for liking the boobies?
No!
That could be the start.
Okay, so now I'm going to do my favourite podcast of the week, which is Stop Podcasting Yourself. It's done by the two comedians, Dave Shlumka and Graham Clark. And they just basically just talk for an hour and a half with one other guest, usually another comedian. And they just talk about anything, and it's brilliant. They have loads of different items, which we should have at some point.
Eventually.
They have people send in things that they've overheard on the street. Here's one overheard that Dave Shumka has, and it's amazing. It made me laugh very loudly on the bus.
I was going into a Winners. Think TJ Maxx. And I was... with my girlfriend and across
Abby?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's her own person.
Okay. And across the street there was a Wendy's, and there was a crazy guy yelling from the Wendy's parking lot, and I could tell he was crazy because he was yelling in that crazy guy voice that was kind of like, "Why doesn't anyone believe me?" It was a little bit like Charlton Heston in Soylent Green. And he yelled, "There's fucking body parts in this garbage can!"
That clip was from their Christmas episode with Dan Werb, and that one's really long and really funny, and they have two separate guests in that as well, two other ones. So they kind of do this overheard every week. Sometimes they do an overseen, and on episode 31 with John Doerr, this is Dave Shumka's overseen.
Okay, I will do my overheard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's an overseen. Today
I haven't overdreamt.
Today it is a license plate I saw, a vanity license plate.
Yes.
That said, well, it was on a Nissan of some kind.
Altima?
Sportier.
Maxima?
Less sporty. It was, I think it was their coupe roadster thing. 240Z?
240Z, all right.
Something?
240Z coupe roadster.
By Nissan. But the license plate indicated that it was a different kind of car. It said, "Jag for me." JAG4ME.
But maybe it was like, he was like, maybe he went in and he was like, can I do jacking off is for me? And they're like, that's already done. And he's like, jagging off? And they're like, done.
Too many letters.
And he's like, but how about jag for me? Because that's what I'm into.
Maybe he was just asking you, hey, jag for me.
Oh, yeah, hey, jag. He does that. He cruises slowly down the street. And he's just like, check the license. If you're not, just keep walking. If you want a jag for me.
Or maybe it was a license plate that was supposed to be on the car Jaguar. Did you ever think of that, Dave and Graham, before you started your stupid story about jacking off?
Jacking off.
That was John Doerr. And that whole episode is really funny because towards the end he farts on the mic. And because I'm so immature, I love this. This is just from their Christmas episode. And it kind of just is an example of how they just say stuff and it's funny.
Cool. You know, but also, so we need our own thing.
They threw in the Kwanzaa. I've never met anybody who celebrates Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
And then there's a...
I celebrate Kwanzaa.
And is Ramadan, is that a major... I think it's pronounced
Ramadan.
Okay, so this final one is... I said before that you can send in your overheards. And here was one that was on the... second last episode.
But here is one listener overheard that I enjoyed. There's quite a few others, and we will get to them in the next episode or two. Maybe. But this is from Laura Dublin, from Dublin, Ireland.
I don't think her last name is Dublin.
No, but she said that we could call her that. Her brother, well, I'll just read it the way it is. My brother dyed his hair blue when he was 16, and it wasn't the greatest look for him. One day, he was walking past a grocery store. He was teased by kids that were hanging around outside it. He walked by and heard one of them say to the other, "Hey, I could really go for a hot dog. A blue hair hot dog." All the kids laughed and the guy who said it high-fived his friend in triumph. I love that. That is so teenage boy.
It was certainly better than my overheard.
But just the, "Hey, man, I could really go for a hot dog. A blue hair hot dog, am I right?" And everybody high fives, and the kid feels bad about his blue hair.
I did not know that happened. I didn't know it then.
That happened to Sean when he was much younger. And
so much younger. It was at least 5 years Although, that's not as bad as, if you want to submit them another overheard, that time I was walking by the rehabilitation clinic outside our old school
with all the
drug addicts.
What did you say?
I was walking across the road and someone said, "Here, look at that fucking retard over there." And they're playing a game of football in the field. And I was like, "I'm free. I have no addictions walking around. I'm free." And I still feel like they got the better of me, like those damn kids.
Yeah, so that overheard was about Sean walking past Tesco.
I can't believe you didn't think it was a good look. I didn't know that.
Okay, so this week I heard a really amazing song by a band called New Villager called Rich Doors, and I sent them a message to ask if I could use it in the podcast, which hasn't happened before that I've asked a band that's totally unconnected to me that I don't know in any way. And they were absolutely lovely about it and sent an email back saying yes, and like any way to get their music out there, which is just... so great. And I absolutely love this song. So here's New Villager with Rich Doors.
Take them down, you beckon
When you type in Dublin and comedy into iTunes, it was like number 12 out of 15.
Yeah.
But we were 8 when I checked last week. But it is measured on new subscribers. So everybody get people to subscribe to this and I promise it'll get better.
Something we can promise. But yeah, no, do tell your friends about it. It turns out it's not as embarrassing as liking the show as you might think. Plus, now we now have a title for people who like the show.
Yeah, we've been wondering about this for a while. As I mentioned before, there's like Stop Podcasting Yourself, and they call their fans bumpers because it's just something they mentioned on their first show. And the Exploding Sandwich call their fans niblets. So we need something for our loyal fans.
Yes.
So let's do a top five fan names.
For what gets club soda out. The first one is...
Number five.
Stains.
Yeah. Thank you, Circa, for that idea.
Wow. All right, way to give it away. The next one is number four. The few and far between. That's what our fan base is.
We don't have very many. That's pretty clever. Okay. People can vote on these on the website. I'll start a thread.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Number three is what gets... Fan club sold out.
Oh.
Part of the fan club.
Yeah, that's not specifically a name for fans.
Fans though? Of the show.
Clubs.
Fan club.
What's number two?
good taste having legends. It's a little bit more optimistic than the last one. Who liked the show? Who likes the show? Good taste having legends.
Well, usually we like, I don't know, like niblets and bumpers. We should have it down to one word.
Okay.
So what's your number one?
My number one is sodomites.
Yeah, what's up?
So if you want to get voting.
Yeah, my vote's for sodomites.
I think I was so proud of myself. Sodomites. I was so proud of myself when I thought of that. I was just like, that just has to be how it is, you know?
That is pretty great.
Thank you. Next, top five.
I thought you were going to throw, Sean crumpled up some paper. I thought he was going to throw it at my face.
No, how'd I do that?
Because it would have been hilarious.
Never too late. Sorry about that.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm not. Anyway, so yeah, that's another top five done. We'll have another one next week.
Yay!
Yay. It's the only thing I do on this show, so I might as well do it reasonably well. I am still proud of sodomites and how dirty it is.
It's dirty! Okay, so sodomites, get your friends.
Get up inside your fan base. And
get your friends to join the fan club and subscribe on iTunes because that's where we can find out where we are in the quote unquote Dublin comedy charts.
And this is what we spend all of our spare time doing, isn't it?
That and watching One Tree Hill.
That was you, dude. I've been busy. I've been working my ass off.
We'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye bye!
Bye! Bye! Just silence.
Welcome to What Gets Club Soda. We've run out of things to talk about.
But if you cut out that thing about hot dogs, I'll get so cross. Okay.
I suppose that's it.